Cleaning Nation. Welcome back to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, we are going to talk to an amazing guest, have some fun, and learn about the cleaning company, or learning about the cleaning business. Before we do that, I wanted to personally invite you to the ISSA event in Dallas, Texas. It's coming up very shortly. It's October 29th through November 1st. If you want to hang out and join me and the titans of the cleaning industry, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA 2018. They've been kind enough to give us free complimentary access to the event to Cleaning Nation at growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA 2018. You do have to be a member of the ISSA, which is a great idea. I would highly recommend it. But once you are a member, the access to the event is totally free at growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA 2018. Can't wait to see you all there. We're actually going to have a party together at growmycleaningcompany.com/cleaningnationcelebration. You can sign up to hang out with me. We'll take some pictures. We'll sign some books. We're going to do a live podcast with whoever's in the room. It's going to be a blast. All right. Today, we are chatting with Helen McGuss from Made to Shine. Made to Shine has been serving the greater Manchester area in the UK since December 2017. If you want to reach out to Helen and her team, you can hold them at www.madetoshine.co.uk. Helen, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So you're fairly recent into the business. What got you in?
Working for Baz Cleaning Company, to be honest. Okay. We decided that we could do a better job and had better ideas. So just took the plunge and
Well, welcome to the party. And Cleaning Nation, I know Helen's going to break up now and again. I am in Phoenix, Arizona, United States of America. The lovely Helen is in, I'm assuming, Manchester in the UK. So we've got quite a few miles between us. So apologies in advance if the technology is not awesome. If we miss anything she says, we'll have a repeat. All right. That said, what's going on in your world today that we can help you with, Helen?
I've had my business partner really wasn't doing what she was meant to be doing, and it was causing massive problems. So she's recently resigned from the company, which means that everything's been left to me. So I've spent a couple of weeks getting to grips with all her side of it and the invoicing and everything else, contacting all the customers. But I'm now kind of at a standstill, as I'm not quite sure how I push it forward, how I'm meant to train the staff if I'm now going to take a step back and try running the company full time.
Okay, so I'm going to get some let me give you some overview of my thoughts on partnerships, and then we'll get some details about exactly what happened with you, and then we'll figure out a way to get you moving forward. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's fine. Yep.
All right. Well, first and foremost, having talked to hundreds of owners of both cleaning companies and entrepreneurs over the last 20 years, I have a rule that I have one partner and one partner only, and that is my bride. That does not go for investing, right? So if I'm going to invest in a piece of real estate or do something that's a little more of a passive investment, I'd still rather go on my own, but I'm open to partnering. If it comes to a flat out business that I'm running, my rule is I just don't partner. And I know Helen's going, well, that doesn't help me even a little bit. You're just making me feel bad. this small portion of the show is for all the listeners out there considering taking on a partner, or even worse, feeling like they need a partner. It's just not true. And what you're going to give up, it's not just the money and half of the resources. It is, I hate to say it, but all of the control, right? If you've got a partner, it's very hard to have half of the control, right? If they go nuts and decide to be crazy, they have all the control. It's hard for you. You're still stuck, right? It's kind of like a nuclear sub. Both of you need to, it's not like a nuclear sub where both of you need to turn the keys. One person can turn the key and ruin the whole damn thing. So all that to say, I'm cool to not good on partners, and rarely the only two kinds of partnerships I've seen are the ones that are have gone bad and the ones that are about to go bad. So that's the only ones I've ever dealt with. Sometimes I know they're going bad, sometimes they don't, but that's just how it is. All right. And that said, the only time things go bad typically for partnerships are when things are going really good, which is a problem, right? We just started this little thing. It was no big deal. We didn't think it was going to turn anything, and it has exploded and we're doing phenomenally. And then all of a sudden, people that were formerly sane, when you put a bunch of zeros at the end of numbers, they'll act insane, right? So that's a scenario we don't want. And the other scenario is when things are going really bad. If people can't pay rent or feed their family, or they have to make very difficult decisions about their ability to literally pay bills, they will, and I don't even judge in this case, right? I'd probably be the first to steal a loaf of bread if me and my family were hungry. But when there's no money, they go crazy. So And if you stay in business long enough, there will always be a time where it's real good and always be a time where it's real bad. And those are when partnerships tend to break up. All right. So now that I've abused you and made you feel terrible about your situation, let me give you a little hope and then we'll talk about how to fix it. I got to encourage you, sister. We're recording this October of 2018. You started December of 2017. You haven't even been in business a year. I have seen partnerships dissolve after 10, 20, 30 years, arguably a life's work, and everything is lost. The fact that you are starting only a year in, worst comes to worst, you could literally, and I know you've already dissolved it, but if they were being crazy and you couldn't get away from, that's the big problem, by the way. So consider yourself lucky that you were able to extricate yourself. A lot of people are like, I am stuck with this crazy person. They won't leave, right? They want an exorbitant, unreasonable amount of money that I don't have and wouldn't pay if I did. And if they stay, they won't do any work and they just ruin my life. So the fact that you were able to get out makes you better than 2/3 of the people I've talked to where their partners are crazy and won't leave. That's good. And the fact that you were able to get out so soon, good. So believe it or not, and I'm sure you're like, it doesn't feel like it, you're really in a decent spot, better than most I talk to when it comes to this circumstance. Are we okay with that for a foundation?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So let's talk about, now that we've kind of set the table, let's dive into your specific circumstance and sort our way out. What is the biggest problem, or two or three at the most, problems that your partner leaving have left you with so we can address those?
Well, mainly she was doing, like I said, all the invoices. She was doing the network marketing, dealing with all the bank side of it. We do have accountants and they've been absolutely brilliant through this. But I was still out working as well and training new staff as they were coming on. So I've kind of realized that I'm going to have to take a step back, stop cleaning completely to concentrate on the business. But then I'm wondering, well, how am I meant to train new staff coming in if I need to spend time on the business?
So let me give you some good news. If we were working together in the Clean Profit program and you were one of my clients, and you didn't have a partner, you never had a partner, or you weren't worried about the partner, and you told me where you were in your business trajectory, one of the first things I would say is you've got to stop cleaning, okay? Yeah. So partner or not, that's the right answer. So that's fantastic. The more time we've got owners in the field cleaning, the more time we've got owners in the field doing $10 or $15 an hour work, depending on what part of the world you're in, not doing $1,000 an hour work, i.e. growing the company. So you need to get out of the company either way. Yeah. That said, systems are really the answer. So marketing, certainly you can get out there and hustle, but the problem with that is when Helen stops hustling, clients stop coming. So instead of that, or in addition to that, depending on what stage you are, if you're just starting and you want to hustle to get your first 5 or 10 clients, that's fine. But in addition to that, you want to be creating systems that attract clients to come to you as opposed to you always chasing, right? So we want to attract by giving out bait, so to speak, that's going to attract your right fish. My bait is this podcast, right? There are very few people that aren't looking to grow their cleaning company listening to this podcast because, frankly, I'm not that charming. So the fact that I'm doing this and the bait is, hey, let me coach you all for free and help transform people's lives 20 minutes at a time. A good portion of y'all go, well, shoot, if he could do that for that lady in 20 minutes, what could he do with me if I really committed, right? So that's my bait. Your bait could be things like, are you looking for more time? Most of your clients probably are. Do you feel overwhelmed and stressed when you come home? Many of your people are. And then you're going to solve them like, hey, here's some ways to de-stress. Here's some ways to save yourself time. You know, here's, and then obviously one of those ways will be hiring your company or hiring a cleaning company. So all that to say, we're going to create systems as opposed to you doing everything. The same thing with the training. In step 8 of the Clean Profit Method, we walk through exactly how to train folks, and the I can't, you know, obviously it's a lot of training, so we can't do it in 20 minutes, but the big concept is everybody is a trainer. So I think step 8.1, 8.2 is 0 to trainer in 30 days. So we have everybody that we coach to start within 30 days, they've trained their next person. And part of their duties are to check other people's work. So when you hire them, I don't like the supervisor model because that implies, hey, everybody's not a supervisor. You guys are, I'm paying you to do half-ass work and we're going to pay this guy to bring your poor work up to standard. That's not what we want. We want everybody to be a supervisor. They're at least supervising themselves, and we teach them to check other people's work because I found the best way to learn is to teach, right? I've gotten so much better at client attraction. I had my own business for 20 years, several multimillion-dollar businesses, so I know a little bit about client attraction. I've actually gotten so much better when I've been teaching you guys how to do client attraction than when I was doing it. Same thing, right? So when you teach your people how to clean. Guess what? You don't need the practice. You know how to clean. You need them teaching each other how to clean, and then them teaching each other how to inspect, and them inspecting each other. That's how they get. That's how they all get to be excellent. And a lot of times we have this, oh, they haven't been with me for 6 years, and I have to go through a whole knighting ceremony to make them official supervisors where they can check other people. God forbid. They should be checking other people within the first 2 or 3 weeks. So that's the overreaching thing, is we need systems to replace your person. When it comes to the accounting, good Lord, if you're under even $1 million a year, you do not need an accounting team. Really, accounting is three things: payables, receivables, and oversight, right? The oversight is somebody else. And if you do your payables and receivables right, you'll be able to pull out a proper profit and loss statement. And at this stage of the business, you don't really need cash flow statements, especially if you're billing or bidding right. You don't need a balance sheet at this stage because you probably don't have a lot of assets or hopefully liabilities. You just need the P&L. So that should, when you're like, oh, the, and again, the, on the bidding and billing, that's a system, right? What we teach in the Clean Profit Method is to bill in advance and have it automated. I've got hundreds of you guys as customers. I have no one in billing. It's just, my QuickBooks automatically bills everybody the first of the month or whatever their schedule is, but I don't do any of it. So I probably got more customers than you got, more revenue, and no one in billing. And my billing thing is more complex than yours. So the short answer is create systems to replace not only your partner, but yourself. Questions, comments, thoughts, rude remarks?
No, that's actually really, really good. Like I said, I've heard many of your previous podcasts, so, you know,
sister,
more or less what I need to do. But, yeah, you've just given me the answers to the more nitty-gritty parts of it.
Okay. So a lot, again, yeah, short answer, systems. And again, Cleaning Nation, if you are interested in that, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We got all the systems you need. All right. Let's hit the lightning roll. I've been chatting a lot. I know the connection is not great, but I'm dying to hear what Helen has to say. So let's do the lightning round. I'm going to ask her three quick questions. She's going to give three amazing answers. As we head into that, Cleaning Nation, I'm going to give you one more personal invitation to hang out with me, with Natalie, with Cleaning Nation at growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA 2018. I don't know if Helen's coming all the way from the UK, but I will be coming all the way from Phoenix to the event. It's the one big event where tens of thousands of owners of cleaning companies get together. It's spectacular. I think I'll be speaking in some tiny little connection corner and, again, signing books. I'll be doing some live podcasts. We are going to have a blast. Again, you've got to cover your membership to the ISSA, which is a great investment either way. And we, actually the ISSA has been kind enough to give us free membership or free access to the show. And you can access that. You can access your free access at growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA 2018. Can't wait to see y'all there. All right, let's hit the lightning round. Helen, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, either personally or professionally?
When I was younger, my mom always used to say to me, if you want to make it big, you need to think big.
Love it. That is, God bless America. That's excellent feedback. I usually tag on with something else. I got nothing. That's so well said. If you want to make it big, you got to think big. Agree. Biggest mistake. I know you're new, but what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all avoid it?
Already underquoting on contracts.
So how so?
Not charging enough.
Oh, not charging. Okay, got it. And I got to tell you, anyone that just went through a partner split, which is one of the most painful things you can go through in business, and she still says her biggest mistake was not the partner, was not charging enough. People that are not charging enough, pay attention. That's a big deal. It's like if I got cancer and I'm like, oh, the biggest problem in my life is my car broke down. That's a pretty big car breakdown if that's my biggest issue. So pay attention. If you're not charging enough, charge more. And don't be what everyone else does. That's Mike doesn't understand. Not my business. They won't pay. Bah. One of the trainings I do is I try and find two or three of the most price sensitive thing. I had a car dealership, right? I don't know about in the UK, but in the States, it's a very price sensitive thing, right? I've got, you know, a 2017 Honda Accord for sale. There's 300 of them for sale in the same vicinity. Very price sensitive. So there's a lot of things that are commoditized. Like I use car washes. Well, who's going to pay more than $5-$10 for a car wash, or maybe $50 for a detail? The reality is you can go to Ireland. They've got a guy that charges $300,000, more than $300,000, to detail your high-end exotic luxury car. And the crazy thing is he's got a waiting list, right? When it comes to dessert, I could go out to the ice cream place and get a snow cone for 50 cents. I can go to the store and get a tub of ice cream for $6. I can go to a high-end restaurant and get a nice fancy dessert for $15. And there are people that advertise the most expensive desserts in the world for like $2,000 with gold flakes. So I promise you, If it was all about price and people wouldn't pay more, we would all be driving Kias. No disrespect to Kias, but Mercedes wouldn't exist. And I can almost guarantee you that Mercedes makes a little bit more money than Kia. So do not let yourself off the hook with, that doesn't work for my business, because you're wrong. And if it doesn't, then get out of your business or your town, right? Quit. If you can't charge money, get out of the business. All right. Last question. Sorry, you got me on a rant, because people always hear that and they never do it, and it makes me crazy. All right. What's your favorite book? We'll see if they have any better books or different books over in the UK. We got here in the States. Favorite book? It can be fiction, nonfiction, business related, not. Best book you've read? Talk to us.
I've been reading a book called Dreaming of a Dugong by an Australian author called Tracy Hardin, and brilliant.
You broke up a little. Could you just repeat the name and the author so we can make sure we get it?
Yeah, it's Dreaming of Dugong by Tracy Hardin.
All right. Tracy Harding, I get. Dreaming of, I get. Zugong sounds like a made-up word and hard for me to say.
Yeah, it's a fantasy, but she's amazing. A lot of very good advice, actually, isn't it?
Beautiful. Love the depth and breadth of cool books I get exposed to being the host of this podcast. All right, Helen, thank you for joining us all the way from the UK. I think it's morning here. It's night there. You stayed up just to talk and bring some value to Cleaning Nation. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Helen's show notes page, get free tickets to ISSA, check out the special five shifts on-demand training I made for you that's totally free. It's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.